Thanks for joining me, Sunshines, and I can tell you it's very early. It's 7:30 on a Saturday morning. We've got a lot happening at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. We're all excited about that meeting in the Western Cape. My goodness me, we've got a host of visitors there. The first race gets run at 12:35. It's the Amadora VIP Maiden Plate. We've got eight races on the programme. It is on the Sunday Champion Punters Challenge. Don't forget to get those selections on before the off. 5 minutes at least, 12:35 for that free entry. Smith and Wesson and Ashwin Reynolds owns a share in this. He actually had a winner the other day. Last time out ran well. In fact, Smith and Wesson, the last two runs have resulted in a third, and last time out was second. I see he's now moved on to the Paul Matchett Yard. So that is the favourite at 1.33 in race one. There's a scratching, unfortunately, a million rand purchase. Number two, the proprietor will take no part in race one. But the horse that interests me is number five, Buster Keaton. This is a Silvano, opened at 5.56 with Hollywood, www.hollywoodbets.net. Went sixes, and I see is now at 4.55-1. Keegan DeMello riding top of his game. Unbelievable stuff from him recently. Last time out run fourth behind Strawberry Bear. I just thought that four on the card, Smith and Wesson, may have some work to do up against the likes of the five, Buster Keaton. So that is going to be my selection. For second, I'm going with a roughie. Number six, Ice Kingdom, who is at 8.5-1. After that, the four, Smith and Wesson, and then the one, Captain Spirit. So the selection there is 5, 6, 4, 1. Of course, race one will be the start of the bipot with an eight-race programme. Second race, as we move on to the PA, is the Star Factory Pinnacle Stakes. This is run over 1,800 metres. Donald MacDonald is at 1.67 in the betting. We've only got two males in this company. The rest are fillies and mares. Super Silver is at 2.27-1. Love Bomb is at 5.56-1, the third favourite. I'm going to take my chances here with a bit of a roughie. Aquasulis, who's got no weight on the back, ridden by apprentice Zuma. I just thought that that one could well improve in this field. Of course, Keegan DeMello, once again, is on Donald MacDonald, but has a heavy weight to shoulder of the 60 kg. So 8.33-1 a win. A place with Hollywood is currently 1.08. So the selection 7, Aquasulis from the 3, Donald MacDonald. Then the 4, Love Bomb. And I see Sean Veal is back aboard. We're going to get on to Sean Veal later. I'm really hoping he has a great day. He rode Love Bomb to a victory, and that horse was absolutely cruising as they turned for home. It was quite apparent it was going to win. So I think Love Bomb also one to include. And then the 6, who is Super Silver, 7, 3, 4, 6 in race 2. The third race is the first leg of the Pick 6. It's a Star Merchant Maiden Plate. It's run over 1,800 metres. Just consulting the betting market, it's Atlantic City. It is owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. Top of the boards at 2-1. Number 2, Pirate Prince, is at 5-2. Soul Captain is at 3.57-1. I think this race will go the way of 4. My first choice is going to be Alison Wright's only runner for the day, with Rachel Wiernicke, number 2, Pirate Prince, in front of the 4, Soul Captain, then the 7, Atlantic City, who is having start number 16, and the 8, Cup of Magic, 2, 4, 7, 8. Not predicting any kind of result there. The fourth race on the card, Hollywood Bunny Bar, Maiden Plate, has run over 1,200 metres, top class food, I've been there. 3, Reefway, rested 19 weeks, returns to the track, is the current favourite. Hollywood have this one priced up at 1.82. 2, Sea of Tears is at 5-2, far more exposed. Then I've got Wings at 5-1, who's had her chances. I am going with the 3, Reefway, to win from the 2. Sea of Tears, then the 11 on the card. Not the 11. The next choice is going to be the 10, Adetti, who has the blinkers off. So it's Saddlecloth 10, not 11. Only 10 runners. And then the 7, I've got Wings. 3, 2, 10, 7. Makes up the selection for race 4, the first leg of the jackpot. Race 5, the Racing Distribution Pinnacle Stakes, is run over the 6 furlong. Betting reads as follows. Topping the boards is Captain Fontaine at 1.82. Now, yeah, I like a little bit of Sean Veal. I like him still to come. He's riding a horse called Tempting Fate. Now, Tempting Fate has run well fresh in the past. The merit rating now drops to 108, has been off for 99 days. The blinkers are off, but I think the key could be the recent gelding. Tempting fate, hasn't delivered for us before, but I like the 5 in front of the 8, the 6 and the 4. That's going to be the selection in race 5, the Pinnacle Stakes, 5, 8, 6 and 4. Race 6, Bet Software, merit rated, 78 handicap, is run over a mile. Top of the boards is Maximus at 3.57 to 1, but there's very little covering them. So Maximus is a marginal favourite. After that, you've got Bots. That's still to come. Maximus then at 3.57. Gentleman's Way at 4 to 1. Chewing is at 4 to 1. Red Soul at 4.55 to 1. I'm going with the 5, though, on the card. And this is a horse called Zuzan, who's at 8.33 to 1 a win, 15 to 10 a place. I thought this could be value each way. It is the peak run, hasn't won for some time, 292 days since the last victory. But Richard Faree is the rider for Paul Matchett, and I thought we could see good improvement here. So at the price, that's going to be my selection, 5, Zuzan, from the 6, Manhattan Cafe, then the 3, Red Soul, and after that, going with the 7, Queuing, 5, 6, 3, 7. Inadvertently, I mentioned a horse because that's on my mind as we go to race 7. The winning form, which has run over 1,400 metres. This is the conditional graduation. And yeah, I am keen on one horse, and that is called Bots. And number 4, Bots, is at 4 to 1 in the betting. Once again at Shaunville, the blinkers are off for Dennis Dreyer, the 600,000 purchase. I just thought this is the horse to be with, and this is going to be my main play for the day in race 7. So it's 4 Bots from the 6, 9, 11. 4, 6, 9, 11, race 7. Takes us on to the concluding race at 16:40. It's the winning media maiden plate for fillies and mares. In race 8, Shanta's Pride, the Hollywood Syndicate could certainly end off the day. Shanta's Pride, there was a lot to like about the first effort, was the fastest finisher. This is a 415,000 purchase. The debut was on the Polly track. Shanta's Pride is at 0.83. So if there was a short-priced one on the program representing the Hollywood Syndicate, that would be my selection. Number 10, Shanta's Pride. But watch out for the 3, Magic Monday, to improve. I like a little bit of the swinger there in the finale. Magic Monday is at 7.69. I think there will be a good improvement on that debut. Then the 4 and the 2. 10, 3, 4, 2 concludes race 8. There's still plenty of racing to come from KZN during the week. Don't forget, of course, your Champion Punters Challenge. We'll be back for the next meeting. Hopefully it's a good one. Hit them hard. And although it's still on the subject of Hollywood Bets Durbanville, I believe we're going to have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.